Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fleet Week is underway in New York City, and always a highlight is when the USS New York comes to town. Our Marla Diamond was on board the New York as it headed up the Hudson River today. Marla, this is always a really moving experience when the New York comes to New York.
Yeah, it is pretty thrilling, and just a handful of reporters get to go on board the ship and meet the sailors that are on this ship. We actually took an Osprey helicopter out about 5 o'clock in the morning to meet the ship off the coast of New Jersey and then to sail into New York Harbor and under the Verrazano Bridge. We got a greeting from an FDNY fireboat with its big water spray as we went past the Statue of Liberty. There was an 11-gun salute from Fort Hamilton in the Bronx, and then we headed under the Verrazano where the sailors and Marines were manning the decks, and there were several moments of silence and a lot of reverence as we passed by the World Trade Center site.
Talk about that a little bit, if you would, because USS New York has more than 6 tons of steel from the original World Trade Center in its bow. That must have been a very moving moment.
It really was and is, and it's not lost on the sailors here. One of them called it a living museum to the victims of 9/11. And as you walk through the hallways, there are photos of the 343 firefighters who were killed on 9/11. There's the NYPD shield on some of the doors. NYPD license plates, photos of playbills from Broadway shows. It's all inside. And as you said, part of the hull is made from steel that was salvaged from the wreckage of the Twin Towers. It was used in the construction, represents a very moving tribute to the victims of the World Trade Center. There is memorabilia all around, and large pieces of steel with engravings of some of the service members who were killed on that day as well.
You've been talking to some of the personnel on board the ship today. It must be a thrill for them to be in New York.
It really is. And of course, you know, as soon as we get on to the ship, we ask the PIO who is escorting us to get us to some New York sailors who are coming home for the first time in a long time. And it's always so thrilling for them to be back home. We spoke to some sailors from Brooklyn, from Long Island, from the Bronx, one who hasn't been home for about 5 years. He says he's looking forward to the New York pizza and to his mother's home cooking. But all of these sailors and Marines will be in the city. They'll be at Times Square. They'll be at the ball games. And they're honored everywhere they go walking through New York. The people salute and shake their hands and tell them thank you for serving this country. This is also a recruiting tour for the Navy. We spoke to the Rear Admiral on the ship who said that it's a show and tell. We want to show people what we do and perhaps get some people interested in joining the Navy.
All right. Thank you, Marla. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond, who has been on the USS New York today here in New York as Fleet Week is underway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.